You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now we're going to hear a story from our partners at San Quentin Radio.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
Currently, Californians in state prisons or on parole are not allowed to vote in any election. That's almost 200,000 people in the state. But an initiative being circulated for the November ballot would change that, restoring prisoners and parolees' right to vote. Many prisoners want that right. Now we'll hear a story from our partners at San Quentin Radio. Reporter Greg Eskridge wanted to find out what does the opportunity to vote mean for those incarcerated.
Remember that feeling back in November of 2008? Nicola Bucci sure does.
I felt like I was an American. Thinking about it right now, I got the chills.
Bucci was one of millions of people who made history when he voted for Barack Obama.
There was some energy in it. It was powerful. And it felt good.
But that excitement didn't last long. A few months later, Bucci was convicted and sent to California State Prison. In California, people in prison or on parole can't vote. When election time came around again in 2012, Bucci found himself on the sidelines.
I felt that I didn't matter anymore. And so there was a bit of sadness that I wasn't able to participate. My voice wasn't able to be heard. It was something that was I had at one point, and now I didn't have. And I think a pivotal point when I realized that it's no longer there anymore for me. I could feel a genuine sense of being sad and being not part of my overall community.
Bucci is one of over 180,000 Californians who have lost their right to participate in elections. And for lots of those people, it's much deeper than just a vote.
On my sentencing, on my charging document, it says the state of California versus James King. And that's a really good symbol for the way I always felt outside of society.
When James King turned 18, he could have voted, but didn't feel like it would make a difference.
It never occurred to me or to, I think, anyone around me that we could actually influence the laws that were being created to deal with the things we were doing or the things we were going through.
In the world King lived in, there was a different way to make change.
Even the people in my neighborhood that were somewhat successful, the majority of them were doing it outside of the confines of the law. People were selling dope, people were committing other crimes. So in my mind, that was the most realistic path that I had to success.
King has now been incarcerated for 14 years. Like many of us in here, he's changed quite a bit.
Now that I'm starting to gain an awareness of who I am as a person and thinking patterns that I used to have that weren't meeting my needs and starting to develop empathy and concern and compassion for others, voting is a natural step in that direction.
Americans' views on prisons are changing a lot these days. People realize that even behind bars, we're still connected to the outside world.
I think that any message or any reminder that we are a part of a larger society benefits people who are incarcerated. There's just a really powerful narrative in prison that no one cares about us, that we don't matter, that this is just the lowest point of society and actually sitting outside of society. So anything that counters that narrative is important.
In 2018, Californians, those who are allowed to vote, may have a chance to change that narrative. volunteers around the state are collecting signatures for the Voting Restoration and Democracy Act of 2018. The act will restore voting rights to anyone incarcerated or on parole. That's almost 200,000 people. Inside San Quentin Prison, King has become an advocate, campaigning for the cause. He's getting the word out so that other inmates can let their friends and families know.
I'm excited about the initiative. I hope a lot of people really consider it and that it passes, because as we start to reintegrate into society from in here, it makes it that much easier once we're released and once we come back home.
I invited some guys down to San Quentin Radio Studio and asked them, how do they feel about having the opportunity to vote?
I would like to vote because I know what the democratic process is about and how it can change policies and laws. But because I'm disenfranchised because of my felony conviction, then I can't do anything.
It's something that is long overdue. I think it's often been historically a thing of systemic racism that excluded the minority vote from being able to participate.
It's every American's duty to vote, and I don't think that I should be excluded based solely on the fact that I'm incarcerated.
Hope springs eternal optimism. If a person has a chance to make a contribution that will affect their lives, this brings about a good spirit. And when you feel good, you do good.
The civil rights movement of the 1960s put voting in the national spotlight. But when the dust cleared, felons had been left behind. Only two states, Maine and Vermont, allow people to vote while inside prison. Now, says King, it's time to fully include all Americans in the democratic process.
In society as a whole, if you want to make laws that help marginalized people and laws that help marginalized communities, then it's important to have their voice in the mix. If you don't hear from them, you can't figure out how to serve their needs and how to bring them into society.
24 years ago, I came to prison as a punishment for affecting my community in a negative way. These days, I'm trying to find ways to have a positive impact, and voting can potentially do that.
Most of the people I know in here are really think a lot about is how to make amends for the crimes they have committed, because people in here are so aware of the fact that they've hurt people. Once you start to go through the rehabilitation process and you realize the people you've impacted through your crimes, it creates a desire to want to give back. And this gives people an opportunity to give back to their communities. And I think people would take it seriously. And anytime you give people a voice and you bring them out of the shadows, it's helping public safety.
If the initiative passes, Nathan McKinney says he'll be first in line next election day. The last time he voted was more than 30 years ago when he cast a ballot for Ronald Reagan. McKinney says voting again will help him regain some control of his destination.
Knowing that you have the power within your grasp to effect change, that brings about a different mindset. That brings about a spirit-building element that everybody needs, especially in these halls of despair.
Many individuals in prison battle shame and despair every day. But giving someone a voice can be transformative. By restoring voting rights, we may actually be restoring people. Reporting from San Quentin Radio, I'm Greg Eskridge.